Greetings and welcome to episode 30. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast is extremely special to me. It is my 30th podcast, and I have my very first guest, who is a dynamic professional, Ms. Liz DeRosa. Let me share her background with you, and you will see why she is such a dynamic person and professional with lots of experience and worldwide connections. Liz has over 20 years of experience in supporting organizations as they pivot and maintain relevance in this high-growth economy. Career highlights include presentations on 3 continents on various aspects of the changing nature of work and career development. Liz has been published in peer-reviewed and regional journals and has provided ghost content for organizations spanning the world of work, compliance, and leadership. She has extensive experience in designing and executing strategies that improve team and organizational performance by incorporating compliance and diversity and inclusion into all aspects of culture and training and development through succession planning. Liz often consults on accountable strategies to maximize performance in virtual environments. Liz has worked in the following client verticals: startups, high-tech, K-12 education and food and beverage, government contracting, healthcare, higher education, information technology, and professional services. Liz leverages her 57,000 connections on the major social media platforms to assist organizations in branding as a component of their organizational structure shift and move to a new normal in the virtual space. In addition to coaching and social media optimization, Liz shares her expertise with education startups to assist them in navigating the accreditation process and work toward targeted future growth. Liz has held appointed positions with the Maryland Higher Education Commission as a member of the Faculty Advisory Council and was a member of the 2013 Maryland State Plan for Post-Secondary Education. Liz lives on an island in the Chesapeake Bay outside of Annapolis. You can also find her on LinkedIn and Twitter at Liz DeRosa and on her website, LizDeRosa.com. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to be asking Liz some questions. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest release, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, another Amazon bestseller. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As you know, my special guest is none other than the well-known Ms. Liz DeRosa. Liz, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me as your first guest, Dr. Essie. How are you?
I am doing well, and thank you so much for agreeing to be on my show. And I can tell you, I am so impressed with your resume, your bio, and just so grateful that we connected. And as you know, education is my passion, and to connect to you, especially with you doing all the wonderful things, it is truly amazing. And I just want to take a few moments and just ask you some questions today.
Sure.
So, question number one, I want you to please share with the listeners a little bit more about yourself, your experience, and what have you been up to lately, because you are doing some powerful things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I didn't come up through this with a plan. You know, it was definitely by chance that I fell into these opportunities, but I looked for opportunities and I went after them. And, you know, I think sometimes people get discouraged because they don't have something, you know, when they're 19 or 21, when they're finishing school or wherever they're at in life and kind of starting adulthood, and they don't have this really set strategic plan. That is okay. I didn't have one either. And I've been able to have so many great opportunities and, you know, interact with so many great professionals. So I think that's really kind of the one thing that I want people to take away is that your journey is what you make it. You know, look for those opportunities, look for connecting with dynamic people, you know, like yourself, and just, you know, seeing what opportunities are available for you. You know, I was lucky enough to get a position in academic administration back in the early 2000s and had some really wonderful opportunities to get involved in the accreditation process. And that just continued to open more doors into, you know, working with schools and helping them follow the rules, right? Because that's what accreditation is to make sure that they're keeping the standard. So what is offered to the student and what's provided to the student is not only academically sound, but it's giving them what they need to prepare them for their career of choice. And so that opened doors, as you said, to the Maryland Higher Education Commission and doing, you know, consulting on accreditation as well. And I love working with organizations to help them offer education to students from all socioeconomic backgrounds, all interest levels, because education is the key to unlocking doors. It may sound cliche and people say it all the time, but it truly is. You know, I look back into, you know, my process, and I struggled with school when I was an undergrad. I wasn't as focused as I could have been. You know, I don't think that's unlike many folks. So my mom, who I was thankful she was paying for my education, had a talk with my dad, and my dad said, you know what, she's struggling, and I really didn't do well one semester. And, you know, he said, well, let her learn for herself so she can pay for it. And she said, you know what, I'm going to give her another chance. And so it was really that moment that my mom believed in me, right, when I didn't even believe in myself. And I said, okay, I've got to improve. And that's all I needed. I just needed one person to believe in me. And, you know, that's something that I, you know, hope to help create for other people and, you know, for my children.
Awesome. And I can tell you, you actually shared a quote that I use quite often, and that is, education is the key. And I can tell you it has worked to my benefit, and definitely it sounds like that it has worked to your benefit as well. And that is so, so important. So tell me, you talked a little bit about your mom believing in you. Who inspired you?
Well, you know, I both of my parents really did. My mom got her degree when she was in her early 30s, which I really respected. She had two young children and she was working. That's inspirational. And I didn't understand that when I was young, but I remember going to her graduation thinking, this is a great thing. And then obviously as I got older and I started working and I realized that's a lot of work, right? And then of course I had children and I'm like, wow, like how does she do that? And then my dad, just extremely hard worker, multiple jobs to make sure that we were taken care of. And I appreciated that hard work ethic and took that from him. So really, you know, and they're not perfect, right? None of our parents are, but you know, you take a blend of, you know, her dedication to the, you know, the formal school process, his dedication to that work ethic. And I put that together and I said, you know what? These are the two great things from them. And I'm going to take that and make that my own. And, you know, it has been a different journey than either of them, you know, had in the end, right? But, you know, those two things really inspired me. And, you know, I cannot say enough about my mom wouldn't have paid for my education. I may not be where I'm at right now. You know, and I know a lot of people struggle with that, struggle with the financing of their education and really just having that support. Because even when you have the money, if you don't have the people supporting you, it's a tough journey. So, you know, I've always had people supporting me that have been close to me. And that's essential. And I try to give that support to others as well, even people who I'm friends with or colleagues with, you know, and that's important as well, to be able to support each other and to support each other's journey and to not look at people as competition, even when they are in the similar space.
Awesome. And, you know, I have an opportunity to interact with parents and students all the time, especially high school students, as they prepare to leave high school and go to college. And I can tell you that support is so tremendous. And so I do appreciate you sharing that, and to have your parents helping you, and that is powerful. And then what is so wonderful about what you're doing now is you are paying it forward. So thank you so much. So you talked earlier a little bit how you got started into this field. What also have you had as challenges?
You know, we all face challenges, but the way that I got started was I started teaching as an adjunct. And the first class I ever taught, it was meant to be because it hooked me. It was teaching an advanced English as a second language course for Spanish speakers, and they worked at a factory. And the factory was experiencing a lot of injury with their employees because they couldn't read the signs. And so they partnered with a community college who then employed me, and I went in and worked with those adults. And they were amazing. They wanted to learn. They had the thirst for knowledge. They knew that their health and well-being, as well as their livelihood, was tied to learning. And that hooked me into teaching. And, you know, I've spent this is my 23rd year teaching. And, you know, when you have those moments as a teacher that you see the students get it and want to get it and work hard to get it, that's amazing. And so that's how I started. So, you know, folks who are out there who are, oh, well, I'm only an adjunct, don't ever say that, because you make a difference. Yes, you're getting paid less than the full-time folks, right? All of those things, but you're making a difference in not just one person's life. You're touching everybody in that class, even though they don't know it at that time, right? It may be something that they're going to figure out a year later, 5 years later, something that you shared or a way that you spoke to them. So I don't want people to say diminish their contribution wherever they're at in sharing their knowledge with people. Challenges? Oh my goodness, your show just isn't long enough, Dr. Effie. you know, I have had challenges, and you know, but when I look back at them, it seemed insurmountable at the moment, but it wasn't. I always had somebody in that journey look to me and say, just do something, right? And the best advice that my dad ever gave me, and he was one of those cool dads. He was more like a friend. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what to do. And I mean, I was 18 or 19 at this point. And he goes, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but the only advice I'm going to give you is whatever you do, don't stop doing something. If you go left and it doesn't work, go right. If right doesn't work, left doesn't work, go straight. Just go in a direction. He goes, because even if it's not the right thing at that moment, you're going to learn something from it and realize where you need to pivot or where you need to tweak. And that has been great advice. And I look back at my career and some things that I think, oh gosh, I should have made a different choice. I should have done this, done that. But you know what? When I think about all the opportunities I had when I was there, it was amazing. And I really did seek out, even if it wasn't an ideal environment, okay, what opportunities can I have here? What contacts can I make? What connections can I make? How can I improve people? How can I do better for myself, do better for others? And so, you know, I think especially now, right, in this new normal where we're all having to adjust, is that just take that advice. Don't just sit there and say, oh my gosh, I can't do what I was doing. None of us can, right? Figure out a direction, try it out, and just tweak what you're doing. And, you know, I really believe that most of us just have to make some minor tweaks in our attitude, in the way we're interacting with people and how we're looking at things, just for things to just open up and help us be more successful.
Awesome. And I can tell you, you shared so many nuggets, and I just want to reiterate some of those. You talked a little bit about the thirst for knowledge and just don't stop. Keep going and go in a direction. Try and tweak something. And also, when you talked about being an adjunct professor, I know that journey as well. So I do appreciate you highlighting that as you have shared your experience. So now I want you to think about not your challenges, but also what are the greatest success that you've experienced thus far?
Wow. You know, there are many moments, many highlights, many career highlights. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of is my accreditation work and interacting with the individuals at the accreditation agencies or the Department of Education or at the state level or wherever, and knowing that I always put forward work that had integrity and never came back with any citations. That to me is amazing because that speaks for the organizations that I was with and our process. And those were amazing every time it came back and said, you know what, job well done. And it wasn't just for me, it was for the whole team. And that's great when you can help spearhead something that's quality because you know it's impacting others. And that to me is just one of those highlights.
So, you know, it's interesting that you share that because I was going to ask you, how do you feel that you are continuing to help people? You know, you shared so much about your experience and your journey. What are some ways that you are currently helping people?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you had mentioned about my connections on social media. And what I found is I was not trained to be a marketer at all. So if anybody's thinking, oh, she probably took courses or has a degree in marketing, I did not. I learned it on my own. And I put in a lot of hours, you know, on the social media platforms. And what I found as I've grown, and really it doesn't matter which platform you're talking about, people want to be inspired. And they want to be motivated and they want to feel good and they have a thirst for that. And so what I found is in growing, I just put things out there that it's positivity. You know, you see that, you know, positive vibes only, you know, looking for inspiration and things like that. People want that. I want that, right? I mean, doesn't it feel good when somebody tells you, you know, Dr. Essie, I believe in you. And you're wonderful, right? Or you're looking good or this or that. Like that, you that makes you feel good. That's an impact. And so that's how I feel like I make one of the biggest impacts, is just continuing to put out positivity. And, you know, when I get responses from people that, you know, they really needed to see that post that day because they were having a tough week. And, you know, and most of them are not my original quotes at all. So I'm not saying that I'm, you know, creating all this myself, but I'm sharing it, and it's shared with people, and they're looking at it at those moments in life where they need a pick-me-up. They need an inspiration. They need something. They need to believe in themselves a little bit more. And that reminds them. So that's what I think. And that's what I suggest to anybody to do if they want to grow their social media, is, you know, put out things that resonate with you and make you feel good, right? Authors that inspire you, you know, quotes that inspire you, you know, anything that it is, because that's going to inspire people that are looking at your posts.
I just love that. I tell you, you have so many, you know, it seems like they're so practical in terms of your strategies that you share. You talk about wanting to be inspired and wanting to be motivated, and that positivity goes a long, long way. So thank you so much. And as you probably know, Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is about sharing resources and really helping others to achieve their goals. So what specific resources can you provide and share with the listeners?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I would love anybody to reach out to me. I love having calls with individuals and networking and seeing how we can help each other. And I think ourselves is the biggest resource we can provide. You know, happy to jump on a call with anybody and talk about, you know, where they're looking to go, what type of journey that they're on, and hiccups that they've had. And because I always find when I do that, not only does it make me feel good, right, for helping somebody, but they help me too, right? And I mean, it's the same thing that I find with my students. I learn just as much from them as they learn from me, right, in different ways. So I think it's just, and it's really important these days that we do make these connections, whether it's voice to voice. I love doing video calls with people because it's great. You see that body language that we miss, right? With having the masks on in real life, or not being able to have that, you know, as much human interaction as possible. So I think the biggest resource, one would be like, let's connect, right? You and me, them and me, whoever, or reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out to people and make those connections and say, you know what, instead of us having an email dialogue, let's get on the phone. Right? You and I have talked on the phone, and that was a great way to make a connection instead of us just going back and forth on email. So it's like, think of the way to take it to the human level and really connect with each other.
Powerful. And once again, I take another nugget and I leave this with the listener. And you said it so brilliantly. And you said ourselves, we are our biggest resource. And so I thank you for sharing that. And so tell us, how can listeners contact you?
Well, they can reach out to me. I'm Liz DeRosa, or Dr. Liz DeRosa, on the social media channels. And I'm LizDeRosa.com on my website. And, you know, love to connect with folks. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter where you live. We can all learn from each other and grow, and are valuable connections.
Excellent. And definitely, Liz, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with listeners. You are a blessing to so many. So thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Essie.
As always, remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.